Hey, I want to welcome you all and thank you for joining me. It's been such a long time since I've recorded. COVID really just took a damper on a lot of things, but we're happy to be back post-COVID. For those of you that are new to my podcast, my name is Tiffany Hodge. I am an LMSW and I'm the founder of Tiffany Empowers. And on this podcast, we only have 5 minutes to really get into what the good stuff is. So on this podcast, what you can find is us building you and your toolbox to help you cope and deal with things that are now out of our normalcy. Basically trying to create a new norm, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your ear gate. And hopefully, if you try anything that we talk about, you share with me. Please share with me, share with your community, and share with your family all this good stuff to make sure that you are building that toolbox to be the best version of yourself. Again, as I mentioned, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to jump right into it. In this episode, we are going to cover coping skills for anxiety. I'm going to provide you with 4 tools that you can put into your toolbox that you can try to see if it can help you reduce your anxiety, especially post-COVID. Number 1, challenging irrational thoughts. Anxiety can be magnified when we are having irrational thoughts. What do I mean by irrational thoughts? I mean, like, COVID is just specifically attacking me or my family. No, that's not true. COVID attacks whoever, as we've seen. It is a pandemic. Anybody can catch it, right? But what are we doing, or what are we saying to ourselves to help us overcome? I don't want to use overcome. What are we doing to help us defeat that irrational thought that could increase our anxiety? One thing we can do when it comes to challenging irrational thoughts is verify the thought. Is it true with facts? We have to have facts. In order to combat irrational thinking, there has to be some facts involved. And facts as it relates to COVID could be, hey, I just took a COVID test and it was negative, right? Or I took the vaccine and it was negative. Or I'm practicing social distancing more. Or I've been doing proper hand washing and all of these things. So we can actually use facts to debunk and decrease our anxiety. Number 2. We can use what we call imagery. Your thoughts have the power to change how you feel. So when you think about imagery, it may be you remember a time where you were at a beach, or you were at a log cabin, or you were somewhere and it was serene to you. You could have been in your backyard for that matter. And just try to bring that back into your mind. That is also a great way to actually decrease your anxiety. I like to say decrease anxiety because anxiety is natural. We all have it. It could be bad. It could be good. It could be I'm getting a new job. I'm moving to a new city. I just had a broke up in a relationship. I'm getting my divorce is finalized. What am I going to do? So anxiety may come in all types of forms. So these 4 tips should be able to help you actually start to cope with them. Again, we're just giving out 4 simple tips that you can actually try to help decrease your anxiety. Number 3, if you hear my dog, this is real. Number 3, we're going to try some deep breathing here. Deep breathing is one of the most simple techniques. It's an excellent technique. It helps us manage our emotions. And it is also one of those things that you can do anytime discreetly, and people don't even know that you're actually doing it. So how do we actually deep breathe, right? We may take 4 seconds of inhalation in through the nose, and we're going to hold that for additional 4 seconds. And then we're going to exhale that out of our mouth in 4 seconds. And the great thing about this is you can do this as many times as you need in order to decrease that anxiety. And last but not least, which is one of my personal favorites, it's called progressive muscle relaxation. By tensing and relaxing the muscles throughout the body, we can achieve a powerful feeling of relaxation. A lot of times when I'm standing in a grocery store and I'm in a line, you see how the lines are now because now we're 6 feet apart and you got to stand on that little circle thing. My anxiety may become overwhelming. And so what I may do is just stretch my fingers apart, making sure all my fingers or the digits are separated and I can feel that tension. And then I just relax them. I may curl my toes tightly in my foot and then release that. I can point or flex my foot to relieve, to bring tenseness to my calf muscle, or once I'm done with that, I let it go to release it. There are all types of techniques that you can do for progressive muscle relaxation that can help, right? So I hope you found this 5-minute session with my dog barking helpful to you. If you like any of the content that you are hearing, make sure you share, you turn on those notifications, and you comment any suggestive topics that you may have. I thank you for listening. I'm super happy to be back. Make sure you are thriving over surviving. Until next week, I love you. You're special if no one tells you. Make sure you follow me on all social media and I'll follow you back. Until then, have a great week.